Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Some folks are looking down the nose of a long weekend, right, Paul? Some people have off tomorrow. It's Good Friday. It's Erev Passover. It's the first night of Passover.
Is it? Is it? It should be a day off, but I'm
right.
Do people have Good Friday off? DJ?
I imagine some people take it off, right? I was supposed to be off. I had requested this Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday off when I was going to travel to New Jersey, and I had to cancel because of obviously my cancer recurrence, and I need to stay home and not be at the airport and around people. So I had to stay home, but the kids are there. But yeah, I mean, tomorrow night the Seder starts. So yeah. David, do some people have off?
Yeah, there are some schools and businesses that choose to take it off, but I was doing some research for my quiz earlier, and Good Friday is not a national holiday, but it is a holiday in 12 different states. So most places, no, but in some states, I don't have a list, but in some states it is.
Interesting. Right. Okay.
And our holidays, the Jewish holidays always start when I say Erev. Erev means like Eve, like the night before. The night before. So our first Seder is tomorrow night, which is also Shabbat, but that's just a coincidence. But, you know, everything will start at sundown. So it's, even though the first full day of Pesach, Passover, isn't until Saturday, which is also Shabbat, it starts the night before. So we have a Seder Friday night and Saturday night. We start, and the two first days of holidays are like high holidays, big ones, and then the last two also.
Interesting.
Yeah. But I'm here with you. And I will be tomorrow until after, and then I'll go make Seder with my husband and FaceTime my family so we can join in on theirs.
I'm glad you're here with me today, Jordana, one day at a time. And you sound great.
Thank you.
You look fantastic. I can see you on the Google Duo.
And if anybody missed us, they can see us on Twitter and Facebook because we did a live stream with Todd Walker. So you can watch that. And Paul and I will both tweet that out. I'm at Jordana WCCO. Sorry about that. I'll turn off my phone. I'm at Jordana WCCO. He is at P. Douglas Weather.
And I posted a photo that my wife took of me shoveling the deck 4 years ago.
We
had just built a new house. And not today. under the heading, things could always be worse. First of all, I saw some 5 to 6 foot drifts in Bismarck, North Dakota. They've just been pummeled. They got 20 to 40 inches, and they got 5, 6, 7 foot drifts. But 4 years ago today, we had 11 inches of snow in the metro. There were hip deep drifts, and I posted a photo on Twitter of me shoveling this stupid deck because we were worried that there was so much snow that the deck might collapse, and it didn't collapse, but good grief. And so people were despondent 4 years ago, and I was hearing the same stuff, even louder 4 years ago. Like, what's wrong with our weather? Why can't we have a nice spring? By the end of April, 4 years ago, Jor, it was 84 degrees. Mm-hmm. It hit 100 degrees in May. Every month was hotter than average right through the summer. Typical pattern, La Nina. And all of NOAA's models, well, 9 out of 10 are predicting a hotter, drier summer than average for Minnesota. I know it's hard to believe looking out your window, but we all know how quickly things can turn. So we'll see.
I'm looking at this picture from your Twitter. I just reposted it on WCCO's Twitter, and it kind of just looks like a guy that picked up a shovel for a photo shoot is kind of what it looks like. You out on there, like, you know, you're kind of holding it backwards, like you've never even used a snow shovel
before.
That's
facts. Yes. You know, Lori was shoveling.
Yes,
and then he grabbed it and he said,
"Hey, let me grab that for a photo."
I was shoveling before you were a gleam in your papa's eye.
I was shoveling. Let me tell you, when I shoveled my way to school and shoveled my way back, uphill both ways.
No, he's a truth shoveling. He knows you. He got you.
No. Look, Lori was barking directions, and I was out shoveling because she was concerned the deck was going to collapse. There was that much snow.
God.
We had 26 inches the first 15 days of April in 2018, and there were some, you know, big drifts, 3-4 foot drifts. So, but anyway, my point, this is going to be a spring like that, a light switch in the span of a few days. We go from 30s to 70s. And I think this time it's going to stick. I don't think we're going to see relapses back in the 30s, late April, early May. But we shall see. I think it's going to be a stinking hot summer.
We shall see, my friend. David, are you done with the snow even today? Are you done?
Well, for me, it's all about what I can go do in the snow.
Right.
And
you can't do anything
with this. I think that's what it should be for everybody. Like, we should all want to be outside. And I did go for a walk with the girls today, but it was windy and snowy, and they stayed in the covers. You're not doing any fun in the snow today. So, no, I'll take a huge snowstorm so I can strap my skis on again, but this doesn't do me any good. No.
I went out to get the mail at the top of the hour when CBS
How'd
was
that go?
Playing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I wept. I openly, neighbors came up to console me. I'm just disgusted.
You know, that snowstorm we were just talking about 4 years ago in April of 2018, I think was my fault. Because that's when baby Winter was born, and we chose that name months and months before she was going to be born. And then she's born in April, and the day she was born was the first snowstorm of maybe 10 or 11 inches. And then when she was 9 days old, we got the even bigger snowstorm.
The second storm,
Totally
so
your fault.
You're taking responsibility.
Yes, absolutely.
Good for you.
Well, at least you're owning up to it.
I wish I could do it again. But.
When we get back, we'll get a little escapism. Tim Lammers is going to join us a little bit late today because we won't have him tomorrow. So he's joining us, I guess, a day early, but a little bit late in the show to talk about streaming, what to serve up. That's next on CCO.
20 years ago, we got our first glimpse into the wizarding world.
You're a wizard, Harry.
I'm a what?
And a spell was cast.
I want to be a wizard.
So do I. I love everything about this. I'm a huge Potter fan. I am so excited that there's another film in the series. And Tim Lammers is joining us now. And, of course, his reviews are always brought to us by Bradshaw and Bryant. Tim, I'm super excited about this Dumbledore movie.
Well, you should be, and thank you so much, Jordana and Paul, for having me on a day early. You never know about baseball games. They could go extra innings and all that sort of stuff.
Yep.
So we're taking the safe route. Now, the game could have gone fast. I mean, somebody could have been throwing a perfect game, and oh, wait a second.
Oh.
That's right. They yank pitchers out of perfect games, and they don't let people witness history. That's right. That's right. Anyway.
Tell us how you really feel, Tim.
Got to go against the grain on that one. My game is movies, obviously. I think you and I both, Jordana, were very, very disappointed, if not bored, if not confused, by The Crimes of Grindelwald, which was the last Fantastic Beasts movie. Mm-hmm. I was not excited about this. I told Dave Josephson on the phone earlier, I just want to get it over with. I just expected more of the lame same, but I was surprised. Now, look, I am in the team Potter. Okay, I love all of mm-hmm. those films. I thought the first Fantastic Beasts film was pretty dang good. The last one, not a fan. So I'm thinking, you know, do we really need more of this? And it's kind of like a yes and no. I mean, look, you got everything going for it that you had going for the Potter films. You have the lavish production design. You know, the special effects are leaps and bounds ahead of what we saw in those Potter films. You have great actors, you know, Jude Law, so many others in this picture, Eddie Redmayne. So it has so many good things going for it. One thing that they did different was, because of Johnny Depp's alleged problems that he's, you know, taking up in a defamation case right now, in fact, they replaced him with Mads Mikkelsen as Grindelwald. So I think basically they went back to square one with this one. What they did was it's basically a battle of good and evil, like the Potter films. You know, you have the young Dumbledore played by Jude Law. You have Grindelwald played by Mads Mikkelsen. And Mads Mikkelsen's character, Grindelwald, of course, committed horrific crimes in the last film. Now he's cleared of those crimes in this one, which allows him to be elected to the head of the Wizarding World, which, you know, as a fan of the dark arts, you know, he's going to turn things really, really ugly. Not only that, he's going to declare war on the Muggles. So things can go really south if this guy succeeds. So Jude Law, you know, gets Newt Scamander and all these other folks together to try to stop him. So, as you can probably tell by the description, the plot makes sense to me. That last one was too convoluted, didn't make a lot of sense to me. So this one did. Main complaint, like a lot of these films, 2 hours and 22 minutes long. Obviously, J.K. Rowling has the clout to say, I want a 2 hour and 22 minute film. She's going to get it, right?
Yeah.
You know, you feel like this stuff could be a little tighter, a little better explained. I think the hardcore Harry Potter fans are going to love it, though.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Yay.
That's good. Hey, I like anything that Marky Wahlberg is in, and so I'm looking forward to this next option. It's called Father Stew.
What can I get for you, miss? I got beef.
I can see that.
Hey! Hey!
Let's not waste it. I'm a Catholic.
Well, ain't that what confession's for?
You can't date someone who isn't baptized.
I thought you was gonna say Hispanic. Where's the water? I'll do it now.
I know I'm not what you used to, but not what you deserve either.
Life's gonna give you a gut full of reasons to be angry. You only need one to be grateful.
Oh!
Wow. Okay.
So we have a very unusual situation here. This is an R-rated faith-based movie. You don't see that happen that often, but Father Stuart Long led, and this is based on a true story, led an R-rated sort of life as far as, you know, the F-bombs and all that sort of stuff. So if parents want to bring their kids to this faith-based film, just be aware of that going in. Boxing was Stuart Long's passion to begin with. Took too many blows to the head. It really got to the point where the doctor said, you know what, you keep doing this, you're going to die. So he decides instead to become a movie star, moves to Los Angeles. He meets this woman there. He falls desperately in love with her. She's a devout Catholic. He figures, well, I'm going to get in her good graces by going to her church. Next thing you know, he suffers this almost life-ending accident, which, you know, caused him to embrace the light. I mean, he wanted to not only become a better person, better Christian, he wanted to become a priest. So we have this non-traditional seminary student trying to become a priest, but there's this other huge obstacle that gets in the way, and I don't want to tell you about it. I did not see it coming. I did not know the story of Stuart Long prior to this, but naturally it is a very inspirational story. Again, one that really took me aback. And Mark Wahlberg was very passionate about telling the story, sunk a lot of his own money into the production of this, and because his mission from now on, apparently, is to inspire people, and I say good on him. And, you know, this isn't a perfect movie. There's certainly some problems with it. I mean, some questions are left unanswered. But I think by and large, I mean, look, if you want to do good in the world and spread positive messages, go for it. And I think Mark Wahlberg succeeded with this film.
Tim, I just want to make sure I get this right. This is based on a real story, on a true story,
yes.
Stuart Long?
If you Google the guy, you're going to find out the big turn of events in the film.
Okay.
But it's funny enough because I did Google him and then I didn't read it. You know, I got distracted with a phone call or something. And I'm glad I didn't because, again, what happens in this movie, you think by the trailers, okay, it's going to be funny. And there are laughs in this picture. But it's also very serious and takes this very serious turn that I did not see coming. So, no, they're not mocking anybody. They're not making fun of the faith or anything like that. People don't need to get upset. But, again, the timing, obviously we have Easter weekend coming up, Passover. You know, it's a faith-based movie at an important time of the year for people of faith. So, yeah, I think the timing is right, and I could see this movie having some longevity because it seems to me, even though you don't have the big stars, faith-based movies generally have staying power. So it'll be interesting to see where this one goes.
Okay.
Tim, I want to see this. I love Marky mm-hmm. Mark. I see all the stupid stuff he does, the Ted movies. I love him. Here's and I love the faith-based thing. Here's the deal.
I know where you're going with this one, Jordana.
Yeah, this is a Mel Gibson movie, and he is an anti-Semite.
Oh.
And I've seen the promos. I'm like, this is so my wheelhouse. I would love this. I want to hear the story of this priest, and I will Google him, and I will support his story or whatever. But I'm not going to Mel Gibson movies. And the fact that Mark Wahlberg threw in with Mel Gibson is really shocking to me.
Well, you know, both Mel, I mean, despite Mel's tragic mistakes in his past, you know, claims to be a devout Catholic, as is Mark Wahlberg. And this story is actually written, the screenplay, and directed by Mel Gibson's current girlfriend, who he's been with since about 2014. Mm-hmm. So you can see the connection there. That's why he's a part of it.
And it is a shame.
It's a shame when you see a guy like this who is... There's no question the guy is a talented actor. And it's like, how could you have screwed up your life that bad and caused so much harm to so many people? It's just a shame that, you know, by his stupidity, he's really robbed himself of praise. I mean, because, again, Mark Wahlberg, too. I mean, this is a phenomenal thing that he does with this picture. He is a terrific actor. I was going to bring that up, Jordana, because I didn't want to surprise you. You're going to get to the theater. It's like, Mel Gibson.
No, I'm on it.
What?
Oh, boy.
But thank you for bringing it up, because I'm sure there are other people that are not going to die on that hill that I'm going to die on, but he's just not getting my money.
Yeah. I get it.
He uses that line in the movie, by the way. Are you sure you want to die on that hill?
I do. That's the one I'm going to die on. Yeah. Well, thank you, Tim. This was enlightening, and I cannot wait to see the Dumbledore movie. So thank you for both of them.
Thank you,
Tim. All right. Happy Pass.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Silver, happy Easter, everybody, and we'll talk next week.
Absolutely.
And to you. Yes, happy Passover and Easter. Yeah, I mean, that's where I go, Paul, when I... You know, there are some things that you stand up for and some things that are everyone's personal crusade, and I get it, and that's... I just can't do any more Mel Gibson movies.
That's a red line. Has he ever apologized? Has he ever tried to redeem himself or not?
I think that's hard to come back from. Maybe not enough, I guess. Not enough, yeah.
Okay, I get it. I get it.
I do love Marky Mark, though. Do love
him. It's been a rock and roll show. Some of the moments that made us do a double take when we come back on CCO. Paul and Jordana and DJ... Jor, it reminds me a little of David and Goliath, a little bit, in the Bible.
Mm-hmm,
and we know who won that battle.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you what, Ukraine punching above their weight. The flagship of Russia's Black Sea naval fleet, the missile cruiser Moskva, or Moscow, sank earlier this afternoon after being heavily damaged. The Russians are saying it was a fire on board. Ukraine is saying that their forces hit this missile cruiser with cruise missiles. So we will see, but it's another setback for Russia in this ongoing skirmish.
But not enough. You know, it's a you know, a victory in the battle, but it seems that our guest that you're about to talk about, you know, said that eventually Russia will get most of what it wants in this war.
They'll just grind Ukraine down while we continue to furnish Ukraine with arms, NATO, the United States included. And so we asked Harry Kazianis. He's the senior director at the Center for the National Interest. He's been he's had a front row seat with war games, war simulations, and he had some cautionary news about what might happen in the unfortunate event that NATO actually gets drawn into a shooting war with Russia. Here's what he said.
We never thought that a war between NATO and Russia could potentially break out, but we always thought it was important to do the research, do it anyway, just in case that possibility happened. And what we always found is that when that kinetic contact happened, and usually it would happen because of an accident, an accidental missile strike, or, you know, another war in Eastern Europe creating the possibility of that NATO-Russia war actually breaking out. What ends up happening was is that that Putin does not have the capability to beat NATO in a conventional sense. In other words, not using nuclear weapons or chemical weapons or something like that. So what always happens in every scenario we fight, the Russians are forced to use what are called tactical nuclear weapons. In other words, smaller weapons that were used in Hiroshima. And every single time, millions or billions of people die in the process.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
Very upsetting. But again, that's how he says the war games play out. We can hope that it won't play out like that in real life, but it does seem that Russia can do this for the long haul. They are better funded. I mean, other than the support of the greater world, but I don't know. It's very difficult to see how Ukraine would be victorious in this effort.
Still looking for an off-ramp. And I speculated, and Kazianis seemed to agree, that where this may be going is that, you know, a bigger chunk of eastern Ukraine winds up becoming a part of Russia, and western Ukraine remains free and democratic, and that there's, you know, back and forth, a little like the DMZ, perhaps, in Korea, between North Korea and South Korea. But who knows? Nobody knows. And that's, you know, the uncertainty is scary, but it wouldn't take too many miscalculations. It's a slippery slope. You could see where an accident could flare up and suddenly NATO is drawn into this. And Russia is outmatched against NATO. Vastly outmatched. Heck, they're outmatched by Ukraine right now. Ukraine has had the upper hand in most of these battles. But let's hope that doesn't happen and we continue to provide arms, but it doesn't become a hot shooting war between Russia and NATO. That would be a different beast.
A different beast. We also talked about technology on the show. We asked Grant Rewey from the University of St. Thomas about a study that they had done there that shows bias in algorithms and artificial intelligence. So I asked him if there's, you know, we know these algorithms are catered to us. If they're showing bias, maybe a racial bias or a gender bias, how should we respond to that if it's technology based?
From a personal perspective, when we look at what we're getting algorithmically from social media, if you're not seeing things that make you think a little bit, if you're not seeing things that make you a little bit uncomfortable, and I'm not talking about anger, I'm talking about different viewpoints here, you're likely caught within a bubble of confirmation bias in your social media, and you should step back from it and go seek out other conflicting sources of information, which is really hard to do. We're so inundated with things that are subject to our own confirmation bias that feel good to us, we've in some way forgotten how to deal with a little bit of friction with another viewpoint and how to engage with it and think about why might the other person feel that way or think that way.
Yeah.
That's good advice.
Good point.
Good advice. It's hard to do, though. We all know it's hard to go seek out the opposite opinion. I know that, I mean, I watch Fox News for this exact purpose, but it makes me irate. It makes me angry, and at some point I have to turn it off. But yet you want to hear what people that are a differing viewpoint are talking about. You want to hear what, you know, they're thinking and feeling. And it's hard, though. It's not easy.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well,
when we get back, let's talk about something a little more fun. Yeah.
Yes.
How about, would you wear lingerie, Paul?
Excuse me?
Okay. Male lingerie. Next.
So you see President Biden get hit by an unidentified falling substance last night? In a barn in Menlo, Iowa, he's talking about inflation when something landed on his shoulder. It seemed like a bird may have been responsible, but the White House communications director said no. She tweeted, if you guys knew your way around a corn silo at all, you'd know it was corn. But... because it was corn doesn't mean it wasn't also poop. I'm going to take a bipartisan approach and say it was both of those things.
It looked like bird poop because I did see it.
It looked like poop, yeah. It was white.
It whitish, did.
Yeah.
But I guess it was corn falling from the ceiling of the silo, I guess.
Whatever you want it to be, yes.
So men's lingerie... is this something, you're both men, is this something that you would consider, something that would appeal to you? Is that hot?
Yeah, at the entrance to hell, there would be lingerie on display for men. Yeah.
I have to be honest, I haven't heard of this before, but according to the New York Times, men's lingerie is a big market. A huge market, in fact. Rihanna is, by the way, I think she's one of the first self-made billionaires or the only self-made billionaire. I'm not sure. She's not the only, of course, but maybe it's women of color. I'm not sure what it is. But she has a lingerie brand and a makeup brand, clothing brand and a makeup brand. And she released her first men's lingerie collection, Savage X Fenty, in 2020. And it sold out in 12 hours. It sold out in 12 hours. Even the chief merchandising officer for the brand said, we were shocked. We were surprised at how well it did. And there's a brand called Fleur de Mal. It's an upscale lingerie store in New York and L.A. They said they made a line. They made a boxers for men of sheer lace. This is according to the New York Times. They say the boxers sold out, the lace boxers for men sold out in 2 days, and there is a wait list of more than 500 people for it. Lingerie sort of skyrocketed during the pandemic, which is also surprising because isolation, but who knows, maybe people in great relationships were just spicing things up. And they said there was an untapped men's market, and there is a huge rise in the need or the want, the market for men's lingerie. But I guess you guys aren't buying what they're selling, huh?
I don't get that. You know, you have the freedom to make poor choices, but go for it.
I think it's whatever you're into. I think it's whatever you're into.
DJ, are you Googling? Are you Googling lingerie right now for men?
No, and I don't think this is a question for men. I think it's a question for women. I mean, look, if a man putting on lingerie is going to help him out in that area of his life, I got to believe they're going to do it. But I don't think most men are buying that that's going to be helpful to them.
I guess if your wife says, honey, I'd love to see you in some lace boxers, I guess you're like, okay, let's get going and do it. And I always say to each his own, whatever gets you to more sex with a loving partner, do it. No one ever went to their grave saying, I had too much sex. So everybody should be having more sex. But I think if Mark trotted out in some lacy lingerie, I think I might giggle. I love my husband, but I giggle.
Lori asked me to dress in layers, and I'm not gonna try.
Follow us on Twitter at P. Douglas Weather, at Jordana WCCO, and I'm on Instagram at Jordana Verde. That's where all the good stuff lives, Verde. We'll tweet out some show stuff. And tomorrow there's a Twins game, so we'll be on a little bit late, but we'll see you right after the Twins. The news is next on CCO.
Oh, that's a fancy Doppler you got there, Paul.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.